Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Monsanto, the world's biggest seed company, believes U.S. 2009 cotton sowings will fall but stop short of skidding to a 140-year low. Chief Technology Officer Rob Farley says, quote, "We've probably talked of budgeting around 8 million acres for cotton. This will probably be the shakeout year for cotton as inventories for cotton around the world drops." The Kansas City Board of Trade says that it will not follow Chicago Board of Trade's lead and implement seasonal storage rates for its wheat futures contract. The KCBT has received numerous calls asking whether it will implement seasonal storage rates. The KCBT trades heart red winter wheat, used to make bread, while the Chicago Board of Trade trades soft red winter wheat, used to make pastries and snack foods. Last month, the CME Group said that it won approval from federal regulators to alter the soft red winter wheat contract with the goal of improving convergence of cash price and futures. Among the changes, starting with the July 2009 contract, the CME will increase storage charges from July 18th to December 17th to 8 cents per bushel per month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 89.84 is up 31. The NASDAQ 1641 is up 13.5, while the S&P 500 is at 932, and it's up 5.22 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading this Tuesday morning. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. March wheat opened at 6:45, up 2.75 on the open. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 6:19, up 2.25. May 6:32, up 2.5. July 6:45, up 4 on the open. March corn opened at 4:14, up 2.75 on the open. May 4:24.5, up 3. July 4:36, up 4.5. December 4:58, up 2.75. March of 2010, 4.69 1/4, up 2.75 on the open. January beans open at 9.99, up 15.25 on the open. March 9.99, up 12. May 10.11, up 12.75. July 10.22, up 12.75. September 10.20, up 8.5. November 2009, 10.24, up 12. January 2010, 10.29, up 11.5 on the open. January soybean meal opened at 303.50, up 4.80 on the open. March 302, up 3.80. January soybean oil opened at 35.38, up 48 on the open. March 35.50, up 33. CME livestock, February live cattle opened at 88.20, up 65 on the open. January feeders, 97.40, up 40. February lean hogs, 63.20, up 52.5. And February bellies, 86.45, unchanged on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
It's been a tale of two crops off the opening bell. Two kinds of trade off the opening bell in the corn pit, with the nearby showing strength while the deferred's showing weakness. Why the difference?
Well, I think, we're probably looking at Informa's numbers possibly coming out here in the next 45 minutes, not knowing what they might say as far as some of the things go along that way. And we had seen some extra strength as far as looking at the new crop the way we've increased here. You know, we're looking at the Deese corn in the 460 bracket and the nearby corn down the 417. So there had been quite a bit of carry there as far as things going along the line, Dave.
What does the technical charts look like to you in the corn? Does it look like it's an up flag or not, or what is it?
You know, it's very confusing here. We do seem to be moving on up. We seem to be running into some resistance here for right now. And, like I say, we are seeing some added strength in here. Looks like we're trying to buy some corn acres back, along with the reduced fertilizer prices and along with the better corn prices. The country just didn't basically want to lose too many acres of corn, Dave.
It seems like it's a push-pull, and I guess at some point that we're hearing that index funds are going to sell some corn, maybe 15,000 to 20,000 contracts.
You know, I'm amazed. Everybody knows what they're going to do. We've never seemed to figure that out ahead of time in most other cases, but everybody is talking about the index funds rebalancing their position down, you know, pushing a little down cycle to begin here later this week or first of next week. I didn't know they quite published everything quite that easy, but it does seem like everybody seems to know this. And why are we going up so if we know they're going to sell?
That's the interesting point I make as well. I do note that, and I've been keeping my eye on continuation charts, Wayne, in the corn mart, the March corn, you know, and I've been looking at the gap from when December corn went off the board, 422 to 433 and a quarter is that gap. And that seems to be a very stout place of resistance in this market right now.
Yes, it does, Dave. And I think that, we're looking at that as being somewhat resistance to this move up, just as we're looking at the 1018 that was set, back in October in the beans. So a 10, somewhere around the 1012 or something today basis, the March beans is, we're going to probably look to be a seller there with a 1018 stop.
Why is the wheat market rallying?
I'm not sure. Like I say, we've been hard on the wheat as of late, but all in all, I'm really not sure why the wheat's rallying, Dave.
It just seems like it's momentum and only momentum, perhaps.
If I were to tell you something, it would be making up a story, and we've tried enough of that. So
let's turn our attention to the soybeans, where there is some debate about the middle of January, whether South America will be wet, trending drier.
The forecast this morning, Dave, from some of our meteorologists we watch, there's going to be some moisture, but not near enough to replenish what they'd like. We seem to have diminishing yields possibly coming out of down there. We've talked about this for a lot of this rally, and we're not sure that this is everything that's going on. I think the crude oil has been as much as anything that's helped the bean rally over the past 2 weeks. I think that the dollar staying down under the 85 level has also helped. But we have seen quite a rebound the last couple of days in the dollar, Dave, and we seem to talk immensely about that and how it had limited the rebound before, but it hasn't seemed to limit the rebound this time around.
There had been some talk in the marketplace this week that China was going to back off their purchases of U.S. beans, and yet this morning we had a pretty good sale, 232,000 metric tons of beans to China.
Well, I think we're looking at a lot of accelerated purchases by China before they go into their Lunar New Year holiday time period, and they do want to be aggressive there, and they are very much concerned about getting their grain supplies up.
What do you make of the fact that meal seems to have a problem getting above 300 at the moment?
Well, I think that, we're looking at the livestock numbers being down, both cattle, hogs, chickens, and basically, there's just not as much demand right there, and it's going to be hard to chase that number on up because, that gets too high. Why it just is not happy, it's going to mean more reductions or less profits in the livestock industry.
Well, let's put it to you and ask you what your upward targets are for pulling triggers on sales in corn and beans.
Well, I think that, as we look here, we've looked ahead. I think that the Deese corn, we're sitting at basically about 457. We've been to 462 this morning. I guess, we're looking probably for that 465 to 470 mark to sell the next unit of corn a little bit. And as far as the beans, you know, we're at 1020, 1025. We've been to 1035 in the overnight here. I think 1050 has to be our next goal to look at right there.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thank you.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. The current tick, March wheat in Kansas City at 652¾, up 2.5. March wheat at the Board of Trade at 627. Now, yes, 626¾, now up 10. July, 651¼, up 10¼. March corn, 414½, up 3¼. July, 435, up 3½. December, 457½, up 2¼. February crude oil, $50, up 119. January ethanol, 167.5, up 4.4. The RBOB for February at 124, up 2.2. January beans at 9.96, up 12¼. July at 10.21½, up 10¼. November of 2009, 10.21¼, up 9¼. January soybean meal, $300.70, up $2. January soybean oil, $35.60, up 70 cents. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.